This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
The American work ethic demands a hardworking power grid. For nearly 140 years, Siemens Energy has been driving America's energy expansion. Our expertise and broad portfolio supports a stronger energy system. Today, our equipment helps generate 25% of U.S. electricity. From coast to coast, Siemens Energy is building a more robust and reliable U.S. grid. Let's make tomorrow different today. Learn more at SiemensEnergy.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a pretty easy case because, look, he lied. You saw my truth today. He lied. It was yes, no. He didn't say, well, in my opinion, he didn't do a lot of things that maybe he should have, but I don't think he could because he lied. That was a very important question that he was asked, and he wanted to be specific, but he didn't. The only thing that happened to him, he didn't think he'd get caught.
And that is the President of the United States with the chopper in the background en route to his golf tournament, which I know my next guest would love to attend, the Ryder Cup, with his tie over his left shoulder, with the president answering all questions. First off, where we told you he has indicated that there might be a deal for the hostages. My fingers are crossed, and we all hope that indeed happens as long as Hamas no longer is in power. But number two, he's talking about James Comey's indictment. So in case you do not know, federal prosecutors in Virginia have charged Comey with obstruction of justice and making false statements, according to a person familiar with the development who was granted anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. Evidently, they won him for three charges. They got two. Comey has answered back. What about the chances of this case being successful, and should he be indicted at all? Trey Gowdy did a lot of the questioning with James Comey and was scratching his head through a lot of it. The former chairman of the House Oversight Committee and Government, but most importantly now host of Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, Sundays at 9 o'clock. Trey, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. First off, I know you want to be talking golf, or at least be watching. But number two, just on the Comey indictment, I know Andy McCarthy, a guy we really like, doesn't think that he should have been indicted. Do you?
Yes, I do. I have great respect for Andy. If the charge were whether or not Jim Comey has lied, period, you would have no trouble whatsoever getting a jury of 12, regardless of jurisdiction, to convict him. But indictments don't work that way. They're very particular. I actually had a conversation last night with the senator who asked the questions on the count that was what we call no build. In other words, the grand jury did not vote to go forward on that one. You can guess who that is, the senior senator from South Carolina. I find that, you know, the criminal justice system, I think, frustrates a lot of people, even those of us that were in it. Of all the things that Jim Comey did, all the things, and I just wrote out a long list of things, because you're right, I had to deal with him a lot until he got fired. The fact that he is being prosecuted for lying about whether or not he leaked or authorized a leak, I think Andy's point, I guess, and Andy doesn't need me to speak for him, I would not want my case to rise and fall on the credibility of Andy McCabe. So you do have a conflict. McCabe says something did not happen or did happen. Comey says it did not. I would not want to go into court with Andy McCabe as my star witness because he's just as disingenuous as Jim Comey. But as a member of the public, which is what I am now, there has to be accountability. And Comey did more damage to the FBI than any criminal defendant could ever think about doing throughout his or her career.
It's true. And what you're referring to, the fact is Andy McCabe said, yeah, I did leak to the press. And they said, did James Comey know about it? He goes, yes. And they said, well, and Comey came back and said, I didn't leak to the press, and I don't really know what Andy McCarthy's, what Andy's talking about. So I want to bring this exchange front and center. It's James Comey and Susan Collins, cut one.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
What the hell is he talking about? Like, why? What do you mean? I have to get these tapes out to somebody else. So you're leaking out classified documents to exonerate yourself because the president's going to have a tape? I listened to this 3 or 4 times. What is he saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying. He used a law professor friend of his to get, because we had a hard time getting those memos, but we got to read them all. So go back in time. Jim Comey is meeting with the man that kept him, even though he should not have, Donald Trump, as the FBI director, memorializing all of these conversations as soon as he gets back in his car. So he now it's so ironic to look back on it now, Brian. He did everything in his power to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Yep.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. From Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, FISA, everything he could. Trump decides to keep him anyway. And his, you know, reward, his gratitude to Trump is that he goes and memorializes every conversation that he had with him in a memo. And he wanted, look, the Bureau is notorious for leaking. I mean, that's true even in local cases. Gosh, it's true on national cases. And they usually go to the New York Times. I even know which reporter they usually go to. I mean, I won't name him. I guess it's not his fault that that's who they pick. But I know who they go to. And so what he was trying to do was color public opinion even back then. This is after Trump had won. So try to keep him from winning. Even after he won, this whole intelligence community assessment with Brennan, I mean, that's the thing that really makes my hair stand up even more than it normally does, is there was a real missed opportunity to go after Brennan. I mean, Brennan just bold-faced lied in the middle of a House Intel Committee
about
meeting
what?
About whether or not they relied on the dossier, but the time passed. So there's so many lies to choose from Comey. But you just played Susan Collins. You got Ted Cruz asking about the leak. You got Lindsey Graham asking about a memo he got from John Ratcliffe. You know, the Biden DOJ, that's when the window was after Biden took office, because you only get 5 years to bring this. So the lie that Brennan told me was in 2018. So that window's closed to hold him accountable for that. And I think that's what people are so frustrated about. Is number one, why do we have a statute of limitations? Number two, is this really the best you all the things Jim Comey did, this is the best you can come up with is whether or not he or Andy McCabe is telling the truth.
Right. And the thing is, you didn't know what you know now. You didn't know that Brennan's on the record saying, you know, the dossier, he was challenged. I'll just paraphrase. Said, you know, this is, you know, we can't verify this. He goes, yes, but doesn't it sound true? Really? You're the CIA director. Doesn't it sound true? Are you listening to music? Or are you trying to get to the facts? Here's a little of the exchange with Brett Baer, because this guy kept going on book tours after he escaped prosecution, and he thought he was in the free, you know, free and clear. Cut eight.
So the story of that briefing leaks out almost immediately after you do it. CNN and others run the story of this unverified dossier. Did you or your subordinates leak that?
No.
Did James Clapper?
No, not to my knowledge. No.
John Brennan?
I don't know who leaked it. I had no part in any leaking of it. It was about 4 or 5 days later that it leaked, but I remember because President-elect called me about it.
Did you ever try to find out?
Who leaked an unclassified public document? No.
Did you inform the President-elect at the time what you knew about how it was funded or who was behind it?
No, I did not.
Did you inform him that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI?
No.
Or that he had lied?
No, and I didn't know those things at that time anyway.
Come on, you don't
Not
know
true.
These things?
Not true. Not true. Most of what he said in that interview with Brett was not true. We were able to figure out who. So there's a guy named James Baker, who was general counsel for the FBI and a Comey acolyte. I mean, in the fall of 2016, both before and after the election, the Bureau was actively leaking to left-leaning media outlets trying to either influence the election or do exactly what they did, which is cast a cloud over Donald Trump's presidency. And the shame of it all, Brian, is they did. They were successful yep. with a really big assist from the media at casting a cloud. And you know Donald Trump pretty well. You know him better than I do, but I know him well enough to know this is not just about politics with him. These were some really awful personal allegations that you're going to get asked about by your wife and your children. So imagine having your child, I don't care who you are, Donald Trump or Donald Jones, having your children ask you, is this stuff true about a Moscow hotel? And anyone who knows Donald Trump, he doesn't want you talking while he's eating. He certainly is not going to do – he doesn't know what a golden shower is. We had to tell him. He doesn't have a clue what that is. The guy's a germ freak. You think he's going to let somebody do that to him? I mean, I don't want to gross your listeners out, but that's a pretty gross thing to do. But that's what Christopher Steele came up with. And now what we know, paid for by the Clinton campaign, laundered through a law firm, relying on unreliable sources. And if Jim Comey did not know that his bureau had fired Christopher Steele as an informant, then what was he doing? What, we all knew that he had been fired because he didn't follow FBI protocol, and then that's when they did the end run and tried to get the information to Bruce Orr via his wife and Fusion GPS. And that's what makes people want to set their hair on fire, is Durham took forever to come up with nothing. So here we are left.
But did uncover some things, right? He did uncover some things. I thought that
he uncovered some things, but it didn't result in any consequences, and he lost most of his trials.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost more trials in like a month than I lost in my career.
So a couple of things, Trey, and you're going to kill me for saying this because I didn't go to law school. If you can expose this information and see him say, I don't know, I don't recall, I don't know, I don't recall, and a jury says, oh, not guilty, at least the world or the country will be forced to pay attention. And the half that just listens to Jimmy Kimmel and Rachel Maddow will go, who don't like Comey anyway, because of what they think he did to Hillary Clinton, will go, what the hell? At one point, they're going to go, a reasonable person go, what the hell was going on with this guy? There's no way any of this is true. And how dare you go to this length to undermine the presidency and deny it? The problem is no one ever met someone like Donald Trump, who was never going to quit. He was never going to stop. He was going to buck all tradition, comment on a case while it's happening, almost fire Robert Mueller in the middle of an investigation, and then ultimately get exonerated because he didn't do anything. So that's why I think they won by doing this, because it's going to force him to lawyer up. I want him uncomfortable. Number two, he's going to be forced to testify or not testify. People are going to have to talk about this case again. And I want them to understand, whatever you think of Trump and that upset election that you didn't think was possible, he legitimately won, and he was legitimately undermined for 2.5 years. And guess what? Our country was hurt. That's what bothers me the most.
Irreparably hurt. And the reputation of certain entities that we rely upon, the DOJ. I mean, I'm sitting here reading these articles this morning that Jim Comey's some kind of martyr. Democrats wanted to string him up. What? 6-7 years ago, the only reason they changed their minds is because he went after. Little did we know, while he was inserting himself in the Hillary Clinton campaign, he was doing that times 100 with Donald Trump. And then he has the audacity to write a book that we should all ascribe to his higher form of loyalty or fidelity or honor. The media, they made a conscious decision in 2016 that the end justifies the means. And they really didn't care whether or not the Steele dossier was accurate or not. I was actually talking to Lindsay yesterday. I said, Lindsay, have you ever looked at the FBI efforts to corroborate the Steele dossier? And he said yes. But Devin sent me to do it. You know their number one piece of corroboration? It was a guy named Sidney Blumenthal and a newspaper article. the world's greatest law enforcement agency, in quotes, is using Sidney Blumenthal, a stooge for Hillary Clinton, and newspaper articles to verify the allegations of a guy named Christopher Steele, who they had already fired. I agree with you. Even if it's a not guilty verdict, look, it's hard to get a conviction, Brian. You got to get 12 people to agree beyond a reasonable doubt. Even if they say, you know what, we think he lied, you're not going to get a conviction. Even if they say we're pretty sure he lied, you're not going to get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt. But to your point, you have an if you have probable cause and you have a realistic possibility, then I think you can make the argument that you have an obligation to go forward.
Trey, who's going to be on your show this week?
I am going, well, it's been shuffled now thanks to the indictment. Yep. I'm going to have the worst lawyer I know, Lindsey Graham, come on. I'm going to have Dusty Johnson, whom I love, a congressman from South Dakota. We're going to cover the shutdown drama. We're going to cover crime. We're going to cover the shooting in ICE. Isn't it amazing, Brian, how fast news
it's amazing.
Changes?
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my goodness. I know.
3 days ago, we were talking about a targeted shooting in Dallas of an ICE agent, and now we're talking about Jim Comey. And you're a more, you know, you're a huge consumer of information, more so than I am. I'm watching us miss a bunch of putts in the Ryder Cup. But the notion that Jim Comey is somehow a martyr for justice. Do you remember when he was on his book tour? Now, he interviewed Brett, but he also admitted that he did something to Donald Trump and Mike Flynn that he never would have tried with Barack Obama. If you want to know what Jim Comey is like and the damage he did to our justice system, go watch that interview. Because the lady is blindfolded for a reason. And for him to admit that he treated Trump worse and differently than he would President Obama tells you all you need to know. And why, quite candidly, if he had to do it all over again, Donald Trump never would have retained Jim Comey.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't have replaced him with Andy McCabe. And he probably wouldn't have picked Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, real quick, and this is a final thought, Trey. If I found out that Donald Trump loses to if the next president is a Democrat, if Donald Trump spends the next, in 2028, spends 4 months trying to undermine that Democrat, I'd be just as angry. I'm telling you, it's not the American way. You don't do that.
I don't think he will do it because the CIA director and some others that I know in his administration would never allow it.
Exactly.
John Brennan and John Ratcliffe are as different as the East and West.
Trey, I can't wait for your show on Sunday at 9.
Yours either, brother.
I'll try not to drop the bowl at 10. You got it. Trey Gowdy, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.